The health fair profile is a comprehensive profile. It's a chemistry examination with tests for your liver, tests for your bones, electrolytes. It's a real complete profile. And included in that is also a lipid profile. It's separate. And a hemogram. It's a complete blood count with your red count, white count, hemoglobin, hematocrit, platelets. So it's a pretty much comprehensive profile for all areas of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And usually when people go to the health fair to do these tests, they're done at a cheaper price?
Absolutely, yeah. The lab work probably costs over $300 if you run it through your insurance, and we offer it for $25, and then there's an additional test for your thyroid that's $25. It's called the TSH. And then for men, we offer the PSA for another $25. So for $75, you can get all the tests done.
Yeah. So what makes up the difference in costs in terms of, you know, doing it $300 through insurance and doing it $25 through the health fair? Are there grants that help supply the other part of the payment, or how does that work?
The hospital covers the excess charges. It's a benefit from the hospital to the community, so people without insurance can actually get some lab work done without costing them an arm and a leg. So it's pretty much on the shoulders of the hospital.
Okay, and yeah. How can one prepare for tests like these? What do they have to do in the days prior to these tests?
You're only required to fast for 12 hours. So the night before the health fair, you stop eating at 7 o'clock and don't eat anything. You can drink water, but don't eat any food until the next day when you have your blood drawn. And that's the only preparation you need to do.
Okay, and people can still register for these tests, right?
Absolutely, and we do run the health fair 2 weeks after the date that we draw to catch people that have been out of town or on vacation or have an emergency that comes up. So we draw blood 2 weeks before health fair for people that are disadvantaged and 2 weeks after if you can't come to the health fair.
And I'm sure you've been with the health fair for quite some time. How's the success in terms of these tests? What's the turnout been over the years?
Every year we get more people coming out for it. It's really great. It's more like a carnival for everybody. It gets everyone together. It's like the first thing of spring when the health fair comes around. It's almost like the 4th of July. Everyone comes down, gets their blood drawn, gets some refreshments, visits the booths. There's a sign up for door prizes and drawings at the end of the health fair, so that's a real draw too. Gets everybody out and visiting again and one place at one time. Mm-hmm. So
I guess it's just another step for a healthier wrangle in terms of these tests, you know. So I'm just saying the tests are a big part or, you know, a central figure of the fair.
Yeah, it really draws the people in, and then all the other events kind of round out the day. But the blood drawing is the main reason people usually come.
So how can people contact you if they want to register or take one of these tests if they can't make it to the health fair?
Well, you just come up to the front desk at the hospital, and we have all the registration forms there. Just make sure you fast the day before. You don't have to make an appointment or anything. Just fast the night before, and we'll fill out the paperwork for you there, and you pay for your test at that time, and we'll draw your blood.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say about the test that the WMC is providing at the health fair?
I encourage everybody to come and take advantage of the low-cost profiles. It's a really good deal, and it's a nice way to find out if there's anything wrong, and if there's nothing wrong, then you have that confidence that you're healthy.
All right, Doug, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.